Hello, this is Jay Flannery, the Beeve, for Beeves Roll Power Band and Fueled by Pete Sauce. Today, NFL schedule release. Everybody's in first place. Everybody's excited. Just a couple things. When you look at this, individual teams, look at when your national games are, national TV, and that's really stepped up big this year with the Amazon agreement with Thursday Night Football. But Thursday Night Football, Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, you know, most teams have 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock games. The Lions, as example, have every game at 1 o'clock except for their Thanksgiving game, which is still around 1 o'clock, I believe it's 12:30. But with the flex option, anybody can be moved. Then you have your international games, Mexico and I believe Germany this year. And the biggest thing I think people need to remember is the 3 preseason games instead of 4. And what you're going to have is about a 21-day window from your last preseason game to the start of the season. I believe a team like, I believe it's the Bucks or the Jaguars. I looked this up. No, the Jaguars. Jaguars, their last preseason game is on the 20th. Their first exhibition game is, excuse me, I got it backwards. The first regular season game is September 11th, just about everybody else is playing then, unless they're playing on Thursday or Monday. And then their last preseason game is on the 20th. So you get about 3-week windows, so you can do roster cuts and so forth and adjust off that. And also remember that the Jaguars are playing in the Hall of Fame game. If you're wondering why I'm talking about the Jaguars so much, my friends the Perrys, the golden child of the family, EJ, is the quarterback now in the Jaguars and just had a really good rookie minicamp with Trevion Walker and Devin Lloyd and Chad Mama and Mevis, the Iowa State kicker. They got a really good rookie group. You can follow EJ and the rest of the Jaguars on Jaguars.com, really good website. I'm getting well-versed in these new team things with Tommy moving down to Tampa. You know, I was Patriots all the time, and now I watch the Lions. I've been watching them lately anyways because I like Coach Campbell. And obviously Aiden's there, and he's tremendous, and he's a great kid, great family and everything. But I'm following them, the Jaguars and the Buccaneers, and just because you all ask me about it, I have to pay attention to the Patriots, who still can't figure out who their coaches are and what they're doing. If you really do believe that's true, by the way, I have some land in Ukraine to sell you. Very cheap, though. So just stay with that. But again, international games, national TV games, alternating your schedules, and bye weeks. That's when you want to look at. When you're in bye week, is you want it ideally in the middle of the season for common sense reasons. You want to give your guys a rest and some breaks. And with the 17-game season, anywhere from 8 to 10 is a good place. You don't want it too early or too late because, you know, bumps and bruises, so forth. And just look at your travel schedule. I mean, obviously teams like Seattle and the Patriots and the Jets and the Giants, the coastal teams. And then if you're a team like Dallas, where you're in the middle of the country, and then your 3 divisional opponents are on the other side of the coast on the east. And, you know, it's one of the things that Tommy has with the Buccaneers is Florida is on the east coast, but it's more the bottom of the east coast. So they can go to Dallas, they can go to New York, they can go to Chicago, and it's not as bad as you would think. But as opposed to being a Seattle, a Rams, the 49ers, Arizona. So when you look at your division, look at your divisional games, and then so forth. Like an example, the Buccaneers divisional games are all fairly easy travel. Atlanta, New Orleans, Carolina, Saints. Like an hour flight to all, and they're all big airports, big markets, place. Matter of fact, when I went down to Florida earlier this year, I did a connecting flight and I went to Carolina, Charlotte, and beautiful airport. I don't travel there very much, but it's beautiful. I went there like 6-7 years ago, back when Kuechly was playing, to watch the Patriots play them. The Rob Gronkowski was interfered with game. But we'll see. But again, you want to see your games, your divisional games, your non-conference divisional games. How this works is your division gets matched up with another division. As an example, the Packers, Lions, Vikings, and Bears all play the same teams from the other conference division. And then your other individual games that are left are based on how good your record was last year. So the Packers will play better non-conference in divisional games than the Lions because they won the division. As an example, they would play the Bucks instead of the Saints. I'm just using these randomly as examples. They would play the Bills over the Patriots, the teams that win the division as opposed to the secondary team. So it all, when you're looking at this, your schedule, and calculating, oh, we're going to be 7-10, or we're going to be 10-7. Look at when you play teams, when they're off a bye week, what the weather is, the variance of things. Like an example, last year the Patriots, and they played the Bills in that ridiculous weather up in Buffalo, which is funny because the Bills are the Buffalo team, and they aren't out that well equipped to play in extreme wind conditions and weather because their quarterback is such a dominant player. They don't really run the ball. The Patriots are the better running team. So they were able to hit a couple plays, and Damian Harris had the big run. The Patriots won. Then in the two rematch games, they got their asses kicked because the weather was better. So get a look at that. But it's not really a big thing this year because there aren't that many young quarterbacks coming in. The only guy who really has a chance to play is Pickett and with the Steelers, and he has his own flaws, and they got Trubisky. So there's options there. It's not like last year with Trevor Lawrence and Trey Lance and Justin Fields and Davis Mills and Mac Jones, all these guys coming in. So when you're looking at that, like, when could a quarterback change happen? And usually it's around week 5 or 6 with the bye week. So look at the Steelers. The 49ers situation is very fluid with Jimmy Garoppolo kind of off the surgery, and they really can't trade him right now because his value is kind of down, and there's noise that they don't like Trey Lance. So we'll see. But again, take a look, poke around. Week 1 as an example, the opener is the Rams hosting the Bills, which should be a pretty decent game. That could be a Super Bowl preview. The Rams ain't getting the Super Bowl, by the way. But the Sunday night game is the Bucks at the Dallas Cowboys. If it's anything near as good as last year's game, that'll be pretty cool. And just late games on opener weekend, Arizona hosting Kansas City and the Chargers and the Raiders in Los Angeles. That's another good game. Not that many big 1 o'clock games. The Patriots of Miami is probably the best one. It's going to be interesting. But you look at the Sunday night schedule, I got it all here. Monday night's got some good games too, obviously. But, there's the second week of Monday Night Football. There's a doubleheader, which I think is smart. Bills and Titans at Bills and Vikings at Eagles. And then every week is one game. And Thursday night, this is where they showcase the lower level teams. The Jets and the Jaguars and the Redskins and the Bears, the kind of rebuilding to Houston, the kind of rebuilding teams. And listen, I'm going to talk a lot about the Jaguars because EJ's there, but I just like a lot of what they've done. I also like a lot of what the Lions have done. And those are two teams I'm going to follow very closely. Remember, I was really high on the Raiders last year. I would like to tell you I'd be high on the Jets, but I'm not doing drugs anymore. And alcohol is also out, so that pretty much eliminates me from saying good things about the Jets because good things don't happen to the Jets. But they had a really good draft. I like to coach, so there's things there, very similar to the Lions, where I think they've added some good people to a coach I like, and I'm buying what he's selling. But again, it's a culture of stupidity, and people don't take them seriously because they have no reason to be taken seriously. So it is what it is. But I hope, again, y'all had fun. Look at the schedule. Plan your road games, your dates, the bye week. you know, whether you're going to get NFL Sunday ticket, you're going to get Amazon Prime, whatever works for you. Look at the schedule. You got some time here. You know, we're in the hockey and basketball playoffs. Baseball is going on. So I start planning my year and when I'm going to games and so forth. So I suggest y'all do that too. A lot of good things going on. DraftKings and so forth. It's got all the win totals and everything off, and things change. At this time last year, we didn't know Mac Jones was going to be the Patriots quarterback. We really didn't know what the 49ers were going to do at quarterback. We weren't sure about Matthew Stafford going to a new team. You know, everybody thought that Kansas City was the second coming of Christ. And remember at the end of the year, oh, they got the Bengals late in the year. There's an easy win. Yeah, and the Bengals beat them, and then they beat them in the playoffs. You never know. There's always a surprise team that comes out of nowhere to be really, really good. I think the Packers are really going to come back to earth. The Lions are going to get really good and really fast. Out of the AFC, I really like the Jaguars a lot because I think that their division. And I think they can get really good with Coach Peterson. And Trevor Lawrence and an adult in the room is the coach. And their defensive improvements are going to be tremendous. They added basically five really good players on defense, including three guys in the front seven, which, by the way, matters in a division. They're the only division in the league that has two of the five best running backs in the league, in Derrick Henry and Jonathan Taylor, and that's something I don't think gets talked about enough. And they add three guys who should start for them at linebacker, and they're all completely different players. They added a stud outside rusher guy in Walker. They added a three down, run around, and just be a general pain in the ass in Devin Lloyd. And Chad Mumma, who's a lot like his buddy Wilson, the stud Bengals linebacker, who's a three down, pass, drop zone, hook zone guy, and he's really good. These guys all fit. They all have completely different rules, and they should be excited about their defense. And I'm telling you right now, don't doubt Trevor Lawrence. I really like Trevor Lawrence. Always have. And people are down on him. He went through a lot of BS with Urban Meyer. Very similar to why I always talked about Derek Carr. It was like Derek Carr. Because when you're a leader in chaos, and you don't piss your pants and go home, that's a good sign. That's why I always liked Matthew Stafford. Because it's not easy being a quarterback of a dumpster fire. And I talk about that all the time. It's a big deal. So enjoy. Hope you enjoyed this. Get out and enjoy this weather. It's beautiful. When you're home, watch your little football tapes on YouTube and NFL Game Pass. And NFL Network's running some good stuff. I watched the Colts-Jaguars Week 18 game yesterday, which was interesting, where the Colts basically quit and got Carson Wentz got out of town. Again, this is Jay Flannelly, the Bee for Bee's World. Powered by Fueled by Pete's House. LFG, baby!